Another piece of history now, but a bit longer. It's headed Bradwell from RAF base to nuclear power station. Once just fields and unloved agricultural land near Maldon, Bradwell-on-Sea has a fascinating history. Going from emergency landing field to fully fledged RAF airfield and site of a nuclear power station. RAF Bradwell Bay was first used for emergency landings from the nearby Denji firing ranges before it was rebuilt from 1940 onwards, opening in 1941. It became an RAF station complete with concrete runways, hangars and associated infrastructure. The airfield closed in 1946. And just over a decade later, work began on Bradwell Nuclear Power Station on the edge of the site to the north. Construction started in 1957, with power first generated in 1965 until 2002. The site is now being decommissioned. However, suggestions that it could become home to one of the UK's next generation of nuclear power stations have proved controversial. Construction work on Bradwell Nuclear Power Station began in January 1957 on a 24-acre site at the edge of the former Second World War airfield. It was chosen because at the time it had little agricultural value and there was easy access by road, rail and sea. The adjacent Blackwater Restry provided the 222 million litres of cold water per hour needed for cooling. Nuclear fuel for Bradwell was delivered and removed by rail, with a loading facility next to Southminster Railway Station on the Crouch Valley Line. It was officially declared open on April 5, 1963, by Sir John Ruggles Breeze, Lord Lieutenant of Essex. The turbine hall, built in the 1960s, covered the same area as 1.5 standard football pitches. Power was generated from 1962 up until 2002, with Bradwell's first electricity output synchronised with the national grid on July 1, 1962. A government brochure marking its 60th anniversary said Bradwell generated nearly 60 terawatt hours of electricity during its lifetime, enough to power 15 million homes for 1 year. On an average day, the site generated enough electricity to power three towns the size of Chelmsford, Colchester and Southend put together. Bradwell contained two first-generation Magnox reactors, the earliest design built in the UK. They used uranium oxide fuel encased in tubes of magnesium alloy. Bradwell's 350 staff were informed of its closure on December 1, 1999. The closure was on economic rather than safety grounds, with reports at the time saying it was not financially viable and the plant would need millions of pounds of investment in maintenance and fuel production to keep it running for 10 more years. The Independent newspaper reported Peter Wright, the plant's manager, as saying, "With the current electricity price, we've been unable to satisfy ourselves that the return over that period would justify the multi-million pound investment." On March 28, 2002, Lord Braybrook, Lord Lieutenant of Essex, unveiled a plaque to mark the end of operations at the station and the start of the decommissioning process. Bradwell's reactors were shut down on March 30 and 31, 2002, officially ending the generation of electricity at the site. Defueling the reactors began in 2002 and was completed in 2006, which the government said removed more than 99% of radioactivity from the site. The task of decommissioning the site then began. The process is being overseen by Magnox, which is responsible for the clean-up of 12 nuclear sites and operation of one hydroelectric plant in the UK. Bradwell was designated as a pathfinder site for decommissioning, which the government says will give a good insight into what will need to be done at other Magnox sites during decommissioning. It's said to have become the first UK nuclear site to reach the care and maintenance phase of the process, hailed by the government as a truly momentous milestone. A press release issued in 2018 said, "Both of the Essex Nuclear Power Station's reactor buildings have been defueled, decommissioned and covered in weatherproof cladding to create safe stores, with all intermediate level waste packaged and safely stored on site. This is the first Magnox site to make its transition into care and maintenance, and represents a significant milestone along the decommissioning journey towards eventual final site clearance and cleaning up the legacy from the earliest days of the UK's nuclear industry. In November 2018, Bradwell entered a care and maintenance phase. A government brochure on the process said this means that sites are monitored continuously, with planned maintenance and inspection activities undertaken. The sites and any structures that remain are kept in a passively state and secure state for a number of decades. This allows radiation levels within buildings, such as the reactor safe stores, to naturally decay over time before the reactors are dismantled and the site is cleared. Bradwell is now managed remotely from Sizewell A, with annual inspections carried out. There continues to be 24-hour security in place at the site. The site will remain as it stands today for quite some time to come. The demolition of the reactor buildings and final site clearance is scheduled for some time between 2083 and 2093, according to Maldon District Council. As for the rest of RAF Bradwell Bay, several of the hangars are still used for storage by farmers, while the old control tower is now a private residence. In 2007, Bradwell became one of the sites being considered by British Energy for redevelopment in the new round of nuclear reactors. In October 2010, the government confirmed that Bradwell was one of 8 sites it considered suitable for future nuclear power stations. In January 2017, the UK Office for Nuclear Regulation started its generic design assessment process, with a target commercial operation date for sometime in 2030. Any prospect of Bradwell B has proved controversial, with campaigners, including the Blackwater Against New Nuclear Group, among those calling for the site to remain nuclear free. And initial plans for a Chinese design reactor have now stalled amid concerns over the country's role in the UK's energy sector. However, even if the proposals do eventually go ahead, progress on new nuclear power stations is slow. The planning and construction process takes around 20 years, while consultation for Sizewell C in Suffolk took 10 years alone.